We'll take a look at something else, as they say, because most people run to catch the Lewis or the train or the bus. Not many people run to beat the Lewis. Well, Emily Lewis decided to do just that, dressed as Sonic the Hedgehog. Okay, this guy, he was beating the Lewis and he was dressed as Sonic the Hedgehog. He's uploaded the whole thing as a video called Sonic the Hedgehog versus the Lewis Train, and he's on the line now. Emily, how are you doing? Are you all right?
Hello, hi.
Hi, good man yourself. Now, Emily, first of all, your surname... is that one of the reasons why you might have gone to beat the Lewis?
Yeah, well, I was going to name the video Lewis versus the Lewis,
but you didn't.
No, I was thinking of doing that.
Right, okay. Now listen, hold on, let's just take a look at this. You decided to run the Lewis, as in from A to B to C to D, and see if you could beat the speed that it went at. Why did you decide to do this?
I've been doing this for years. Absolutely nothing to do with Sonic. I just like sprinting.
Right, you just like sprinting. Nothing to do with Sonic. Okay, there's an awful lot of information in that. So let me break that down a second. Nothing to do with Sonic. What's so special about Sonic the Hedgehog and you?
Well, I've been playing video games my whole life, so I just like the music. The whole point of the video was just to put it out there. Make some like-minded people come my way, really.
And what is your way? I mean, like, is it running, or is it Sonic the Hedgehog, or is it, you know,
well,
busking?
That's the thing. I just do what I like to do. I love to run. I just put the movie making together as well, because I like making movies as well.
And did you have to practice an awful lot before you decided to video it?
Well, I had to train, of course. Like, and I did the training for like 4 months.
And when you decided what, then this is the day, this is going to be it. You hire a camera crew or whatever it is, and off you go.
Exactly. Yeah.
And was it easy to get the camera crew and all that? Like, was the weather right, etc., all that sort of thing? Could it have been raining?
Well, you know yourself, the autumn was in August.
The autumn was in August.
Yeah, so it was basically raining too much in August. So I had to wait for a day where it was good weather and the cameramen were free as well.
All right, so that's a question of the cameramen. Hard to get sometimes. So did you get any weird looks from people when you were running alongside the Lewis?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, and were they kind of surprised that you were able to keep up with the Lewis? And did you keep running as it got stuck in a station, or did you stop in the station alongside the Lewis?
Well, yeah, when it stopped, then I would stop.
Oh.
There was one or two times we did it the whole way, and then there was other times when the cameraman said, listen, we need to stop, there's too many people on the bus, on the train.
All right, okay. So how long did it take to film all this that's up there, Sonic the Hedgehog versus the Lewis train?
Yeah, I'd say probably 3 days, and each day maybe 2.5 hours, 3 hours.
Oh, and by the way, did you actually beat the Lewis?
Yeah, I mean, I've done it a couple of times. I mean, when it comes to the film day, we only did it once or twice, but we need to keep doing it again and again to get the shots.
Ah, right, I see, of course, yeah. And then edit it together properly. So what about anybody who might have said, listen, look, excuse me, but you're dressed as Sonic the Hedgehog and you're endangering people here. Was any security people say, get out of the way?
Yeah, you see, we did it 3 days. The second day we were doing it, the security came and said, listen, this is weird. What you're doing is you need permission.
Right, and you didn't get permission.
They basically said to go away, and I was really annoyed about this, so right. I had to really work undercover the last day, the final day.
Right, I just imagine writing a letter to Dublin City Council. Dear Dublin City Council, is there any chance I could run alongside the Lewis dressed as Super Mario? Anyway, I can see you getting permission for that, all right. Did I say Super Mario? Sorry, Sonic the Hedgehog. How dare I mix them up? How can people see the video of you racing the Lewis? I mean, can we see it on YouTube?
Yeah, you just type in Sonic versus the Lewis train on YouTube. You see it straight away.
All right, I see. Now, people in Dublin might also recognise you for the Super Mario busking. What exactly do you do?
Yeah, with the Mario, I just play like video game the retro video game music. I just dress up as Super Mario.
And what kind of reaction do you get on where? What are we talking about here? Grafton Street, O'Connell Street?
Yeah, exactly. I play like maybe Henry Street most of the time.
Right.
Grafton Street, because I live pretty near to Henry Street.
Right, and of course there's millions of people walking any which way on Henry Street. And when they stop, do they slag? Do they laugh? Do they give money? Are they meant to give money?
Well, I've put videos up where I get mixed reactions. I get great reactions. I've put a video up, the challenges of Super Mario, where junkies would come up and give me hassle. Police would come up and say, turn it down. There'll be different reactions.
All right, okay. Well, then watch this space. I'm sure we're going to get more from you. It's YouTube, Sonic versus the Lewis Train. We can see it all there. Emlyn, thanks a million for talking to us in the programme this morning. And I'm going to give you this piece of music just especially for you. 60 seconds for Emlyn. Thanks, Emlyn. Good luck.
Thanks.
Actually, Emlyn, are you still there?
Yes.
Yeah, do you prefer Sonic or Super Mario?
That's very hard. I'd say it's Super Mario just a little bit.
Damn, I've only got the Sonic music here. I hope you enjoy this anyway. All right, good luck, Emlyn. See you.
All right, thanks.